We're in the bottom of Tes Zayin Omud Aleph, second half of the second parak of Chagiga. This, Rashi tells us, is the very first machlokas in the history of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Zuhi machlokas rishona shahaisa b'chochmei Yisrael. So Yosef ben Yo'ezer omer shalo lismoch, Yosef ben Yochanan omer lismoch. We have a din that when you bring a korban to the base of Mikdash, you're supposed to do smicha. You're supposed to lean on it. We'll soon see b'chol kocho. You're supposed to put your pressure, your weight of your body, through your hands onto the animal. And that is called smicha. That's what the Torah says to do when you bring certain korbanos. And what about doing this on Yantif? On Yantif, we know there's a gzeri, you're not allowed to ride an animal. Huadin, you're not allowed to put your full pressure on an animal. So smicha, seemingly, is a violation of the issa derabanan of riding an animal on Yantif. So that is the subject of debate of this Mishnah. And we'll see that this point was argued out for generations. Yosef ben Yo'ezer omer shelo lismoch. Rashi says, b'yantif. You don't do smicha on Yantif. Yosef ben Yochanan omer lismoch. Yes, you can. Even though usually you can't ride an animal, when it comes to the mitzvah of doing smicha on your korban, it doesn't apply. Yeshua ben Prachi omer shelo lismoch. Nitei ha'arbeli omer lismoch. Yehuda ben Tabai omer shelo lismoch. Shimon ben Shetach omer lismoch. Shmaya omer lismoch. Avtalion omer shelo lismoch. These are groups, these are pairs. We'll soon see the Avbezdin and the Nasi. And they argued this out literally for generations. And this was the very first machlokas in the history of Klal Yisrael. Hillel u'Menachem lo nechleku. Yotzon Menachem nichnas Shammai. Shammai omer shelo lismoch. Hillel omer lismoch. Rashi says over here, Divrei Maaseh Yeshua ben Prachi, Kulan dor achar dor. One generation after the next, they had this machlokas. Harishonim, the first in each pair, Hayu Nisiim, Ushniim lahem av Bezdin. So the first one in each pair is the Nasi, the second one is the Av Bezdin. Tan Rabban. Shlosha Mizugos Harishonim. The first three pairs, Sheomru, Shalo Lismoch. Ushnayim Mizugos Haachronim Sheomru Lismoch. And the next two pairs, the one that said Lismoch, Hoyu Nisiim. Ushniim lahem avos bezdin, and the other one was the Av Bezdin Divrei Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim omrim Yehuda ben Tabai. So that's a rule that Rabbi Meir sets down. Chachamim said there's an exception. Yehuda ben Tabai Av Bezdin v'Shimon ben Shetach Nasi. Even though Yehuda ben Tabai was the first one, Chachamim say he was the Av Bezdin. And the second one is the Nasi. Okay? So, Man Tana Lahadu Tana Rabbanan. Who is the author of the following Braisa? Amri Huda Ben Tabai, Ereb in Achama. It's a Lashon Shvuah. It's like he swears. In Lo Haragti Eid Zomeim. If I didn't kill an Eid Zomeim, meaning I killed an Eid Zomeim. You know Eid Zomeina? One guy said, two Edom come and say that they saw something happen. The other two come and say, how could you have seen that happen? At the time that you, time and place, the time you claim you saw this happen, you were with us in a different place entirely. So usually Eid Zomim is two Edom. What about a single Eid Zomim? So says Yehuda ben Tabai, he killed an Eid Zomim, the Hotzi Miliban Shal Tzedukim, to prove that the Tzedukim are wrong. He did it to show that the Tzedukim are wrong. The Edom Zomim claim that you don't kill the Eid Zomim unless the Edom Zomim are successful in killing the person that they testify about. They testify Reuven killed Shimon. If you kill Reuven, and now the Edom have turned out to be Edom Zomim, the Edom Zomim are going to get killed. Otherwise, they're not killed. We hold not like that. We hold Kasha Zomam, as they tried to do, but not as they did do. In fact, if they were successful, they're not going to get killed. So he, in order to show that the Tzedukim were wrong, not only did he kill before the person himself was killed, meaning that's, we pass in Kasha Zomam, as they tried to do, but he did it with a single aid. So Amar the, so, Shahayu Omer Ein Eid Zomam Neragan Ashi Haragan Idam. You're not killed until the Nidon is killed. So that's why he killed an Eid Zomim, to show that that's incorrect, even before he gets killed. And in fact, only before the Nidon himself gets killed, do we kill the Eidim Zomim. Okay, but that's a din by Edim Zomin. He killed an Eid Zomin. So Amelo Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach responded, Ere ben Achama. You swear, I swear, in Lo Shafach the Dam Naki. You killed an innocent man. So Yomu Chachamim ain't Edim Zomin Eragim. Adchi Azumu Shneim. The Chachamim have said that Edim Zomin do not get killed until both Edim are found to be Edim Zomin. They ain't lokin, and they don't get makis, achi azumu shneim, until they're both found to be Edim Zomin. They ain't mishalmin mamon, they don't pay mamon, achi azumu shneim. Edim Zomin is a din, Edim Zomimin, plural. So in Shimon ben Shetach, told that Yehuda ben Tabai, miyad kivarov of Yehuda ben Tabai, she'ein amor halacha el b'tnei Shimon ben Shetach. Immediately Yehuda ben Tabai accepted it upon himself that he will not paskin halacha in except in the presence of Shimon ben Shetach. Now, Yehuda ben Tabai feels terrible. He killed an innocent man. He wasn't allowed to kill him. He had him killed. So, Kol Yomar, Yehuda ben Tabai, Aya Mishtateh, Al Kibur, Shal Oso Harug. The man he killed, he went and he would go every single day and prostrate himself over on the kever of the man, asking and begging the man for mechila that he killed him for no reason. There was a voice coming out from the cemetery, the people thought that this is the voice of the man who was killed. Amar Lahem, he said to them, Kolihu, he said, Yehuda ben Tabai said, it's not his voice, it's my voice that you're hearing. Teidur, I'll prove it. Shalamacha, Humeis, he said, tomorrow I'm going to die. Humeis is referring to himself. The ain't Kolonishma, and you'll see that the voice is stopping, and that's going to prove that it's my voice that you're hearing, not his voice. It's no raya, even though he died the next day and the voice stopped. Dilma piyuse paise. Maybe he appeased him. After he died, he went up to Shemayim and he appeased the man that he innocently killed. And that's why the voice stopped crying. Not because the voice was the voice of the live Yehuda ben Tabai. It could have been the voice of the Harug who was appeased after Yehuda ben Tabai's death. And therefore, the voice stopped coming out of the cemetery. Or Bedina Tave, maybe Yehuda ben Tabai was punished, and Ki'ilu, this Haru, got his revenge, so to speak. The din was taken out on Yehuda ben Tabai for killing an innocent man, and that's why the voice stopped. So this Langa Maisa, this whole story will be a man. According to whom does it go? Based upon the machlokas that we had above, between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, in terms of who was the Abbezin and who was the Nasi. Again, Chachamim say Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Bez Din, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. And the Tanakama, Rabbi Meir, says the opposite. So, mani ha. E amas bishlam Rabbi Meir. If you're going to say this, Bryce, it goes according to Rabbi Meir. The amas Shimon ben Shetach Av Bez Din, who says that Shimon ben Shetach was the Av Bez Din, Yehuda ben Tabai Nasi. Yehuda ben Tabai was a Nasi. Hainu de Kamori alocha b'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. It makes sense that the Nasi originally paskin in front of the Av Bez Din, and Yehuda ben Tabai killed the man because he was the Nasi, and the Nasi is greater than the Av Bez Din, has more authority, and the Nasi paskin, then it would make sense. There's an Av Bez Din, but the Nasi paskin is on his own without consulting the Av Bez Din, and therefore it would make sense to say, like Rav Meir, that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nasi, and that explains why he was paskining in front of the Av Bez Din. Ella ba yemas Rabbanan. If you're going to say like the Rabbanan, the Amri, who say Yehuda ben Tabai was the Av Bez Din, and Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi, Av Bez Din b'fnei Nasi mimore halacha. Does the Av Bez Din paskin halacha in front of the Nasi? Doesn't make sense. Why would he be paskining? If he was only the Av Bez Din, he shouldn't paskin unless it's in front of the Rebbe, in front of the Nasi. Says the Gemara Lo. My kiba alav. What does it mean that he was makabel upon himself not to paskin again in front of his Rebbe? Not to paskin again. He will only paskin in front of Shimon ben Shetach. My kiba alav de ka'amar. Li'itztarufi. It means to be mitztarif. Dafil itztarufi nami lo mitztarifna. Rashi says, umay kibel. Towards the top, Umay Kibel, loved Ad Hash the Horel. It's not that he was now, up to now, he was paskining, and therefore must be he was the Nasi. He had a greater position of authority. Devadi Lo Horel Bafanav. You could say that he was never Mora Halach in front of Shimon ben Shetach, because he was lower. He was only the Avezdim. How did he kill the Eid Zomim if Shimon ben Shetach disagreed? Lahaya Shimon Shog, because Shimon ben Shetach wasn't there. Really, he wouldn't paskin in front of him. How was he successfully in paskin killing a man? Shimon ben Shetach was on a road trip. He was giving shir in a different town, different city. So what was he makabel? Not the paskin. He never paskin in front of him. He was makabel. Lo mitzarif neRashi leishe b'din ele b'hadi Shimon. Rashi says what this means is he's makabel. He will only sit in a bezdin if Shimon ben Shetach is part of that bezdin. But it doesn't prove that Yehuda ben Tabai was the Nazi and therefore he was able to kill someone in front of Shimon ben Shetach. He was, in fact, you could say, again, that's the machlokes of Meir and the Chachamim, but this story does not conclusively prove either way, because you could say he had a lower status, he was only the Abezdin, and the Nasi was out of town, that's how the Abezdin was able to kill someone, and he was Makado only to sit on Abezdin with Shimon ben Shetach. Gemara continues, Yotza Menachem v'nichna Shammai. That's what the Mishnah told us. It set up the pairs, the Zugos, and then it says, Menachem left and Shammai entered. As the Gemara, Yotza Menachem v'nichna Shammai. Heichan Yotza, where'd he go? Abayama Yotza, the Torah was Ra. He went off the derech. Ra Amar Yotza la'avodas ha'melech. He was called to work for the king. Tanya Nabi Hachlu, we have a brisa that supports the second opinion. Yotza Menachem la'avodas ha'melech. V'yotza imo shmonim zugos tamidim levushin sirikin. He went out to work for the king, and with him went 80 pairs of talmidim dressed in royal garments. Rashi says, "Sirikun, levush, big day, malchus." Amar of Shemin bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, la'olam al teishvus kalabeinacha. Do not take isurei drabanan lightly. Sharei smicha ena ela mishum shvus, because smicha is only nisid drabanan. V'nechlik v'ba gedolei ador, and the gedolei ador for generations are arguing about this smicha. You see how significant it is. In Issa Durabon. Says the Gemara, Pshita! Of course Issa Durabon is serious. We don't need Rabbi Yochanan to tell us that. Says the Gemara, Shvus mitzvah itzrichalei. It's telling us that a Shvus is serious even when it's in the place of doing a mitzvah. Here you have to do a mitzvah, the mitzvah is called smicha, but smicha is Issa Durabonan, and there are many, many Tanoim telling us that we're not allowed to do smicha, even though it's a mitzvah. So shvus b'makom mitzvah also is very chomer. Don't take it lightly. Says the Gemara Hanami Pshita. That's also pasha. In fact, that's also a Mishnah. The Rashi says, "Ene elam mishum shvus ditznan." We have a Mishnah in Beitza. Eluhem mishum shvus lo olim be'ilan. These are isurei durabanan. Shvus is an isur durabanan. You may not climb a tree. You may not ride on a behema. V'hainami, Rashi continues, Mishtamesh b'balei chayim hu shasomech aleha b'chol kocho. He's leaning on the animal b'chol kocho, that's Mishtamesh b'balei chayim. He's using an animal, it's like riding an animal. Shavuos the mitzvah, next Rashi, Nami tani nebamas nisim. The Mishnah Beitza that discusses these Yisrael Derabbanan is also talking about Shavuos that is b'mako mitzvah. So, umay ashmina Rabbi Yochanan. So what is Rabbi Yochanan coming to tell us? Answers the Gemara, Lafuki mimanda amra b'smicha gufa pligi. This comes, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us that the machlokas over here is not whether in this particular case you need to do smicha regardless of yantif. Meaning, in this particular karban, do you need smicha? Tamash milam b'shvusu de pligi. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us the machlokas here is about doing smicha because it's an issur derabanan on yantif. It's not talking about whether these particular karbanos need smicha. Rashi explains what he's talking about. Nafuke mimanda amar b'meseches beitza. There's a machlokas in beitza. Chafa manal b'smicha atzma pligi. There's a machlokas about smicha itself. Umanda asa. The one who says not to do smicha lav mishum shvus asa. He doesn't ask for smicha because it's asa midrabanan. El mishum desvirli the shalmei chova lo bo smicha. He says that shalmei chova mandatory shlamin do not need smicha. Tichikasa v'samach, because when does the Torah write v'samach, like you have to do smicha, b'shami nidava, by optional voluntary korbanos. Uchobo mi nidava lo gaminan. And there's an opinion that says that we don't learn one from the other. And therefore, the Torah tells us by a nidava, a voluntary korban to do smicha, not by a chova. Therefore, you do it by a nidava, you don't do it by a chova. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us, no, that's not what's going on here. Really, we're assuming everyone holds that you do smicha, in general. Even by a shlamim, that's a chova. The only argument about doing it on yantif, that was the first word of Rashi in the Mishnah. Yosef ben Yerezer Omer Shalo Lismoch, be yantif. It's a question of Yisuri Durabanan on yantif. So So kamash milam b'shvus to the pligi. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell us. That no, they're arguing about the shvus to isa the rabbanon anyantif. Amar Rami bar Chama shmamina. We can learn from here smicha b'chol kocho ba'inan. That when you do smicha, you need to do it with all your strength. Lean your full body weight on the animal, assuming the animal can tolerate it. Don't kill the animal. Because if you don't need smicha b'chol kocho, ma'ika over this mach, what would be the issa d'rabbanan involved in doing smicha? Elamai, you need to do smicha b'chol kocho. That as it's like riding an animal. It's mishtamesh b'behema. It's included in the gzera of not riding animal on yantif. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Meisve, we have a stira. The pasuk says, "Daber b'nei Yisrael v'samach." You have to do smicha on your korban. B'nei Yisrael somchin ve'im b'nos Yisrael somchos. We learn from here that only b'nei Yisrael, the men, do smicha. The women don't do smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, omin b'nos Yisrael somchos rishus. Says the women can do smicha if they want to. Here my chokes. The women don't do smicha, and Rabbi Shimon says that women can do smicha if they so choose. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Sachli Abba Elazar, Pam Achas Hayah Lanu Egel Shazif Cheshlamim. Abba Elazar said one time they had an egel, a calf, it was a shlamim, the heavy nuhu, the Ezra's Nashim, they brought it to the Ezra's Nashim, the Samchu Olav Nashim, and the women did smicha. Lavim Beisha Smicha B'Nashim, not because there's a chiyah for women to do smicha, ela kedei la'asos nachas ruach le'nashim, to make the women feel better. The women were upset, they were getting excited, how come we can't do smicha? They wanted to allow the to calm down the women, they brought the animal to do smicha. V'isalka daitach, and if you, this is not on Shabbat, during the week. V'isalka daitach, and if you're going to say smicha b'chol kocho ba'inan, that when you do smicha, you have to lean your full body weight on the animal. Mishum nachas ruach, the nashim avdina avoid it, b'kachim! For nachas ruach, to make the women feel good, you're gonna let them lean on the animal b'chol kocho, which is a breach of avoid the b'kachim. It's like working with an animal that's kadosh, you know how to do that? Must be that really you don't need smicha b'chol kocho. Because otherwise, how would we let the women do smicha? Must be that you just need to put your hands on the animal and that's fine. That's not included in the yisod rabbanim. Says the Gemara, la'olam emelach ba'ina b'chol kocho. No, could really be you do need smicha b'chol kocho. So how could you let the women do smicha b'chol kocho? It's avodah b'kachim, shelo b'makom mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, the Amar Lahu, they told the women, Akfu Yadaichu. It means take your hands and pretend to do smicha, but don't actually touch the animal. Akfu Yadaichu, put your hands above the animal. So here Rashi says, not that they were touching the, they told them to do it lightly. Not that they told them to put, not to touch the top of the animal, but to do it very lightly. Not to do the real thing. The real thing is b'chol kocho. We told the women just to rest their hands gently on the head of the animal, so it shouldn't be a breach of avoda b'kodshim. Says the Gemara, Yehochi, so why does this Brisa say, Lo mibnei smicha b'nashim, we let them do smicha, not because there's a mitzvah for women to do smicha, but rather to make them feel good. Typically, the end of smicha klal. If you need smicha b'chol kocho, you just put your, gently rest your hands on the top of the animal, that's not smicha at all. Smicha is b'chol kocho. So why are you telling me, not that the smicha b'nashim, they didn't do any smicha, that's not called smicha. It doesn't have a shem smicha b'chol. Amr Rabbi Ami, Chada va'od ka'amar. You're right. Two things he's saying. Chada, first of all, you know what? We let them rest their hands gently on the animal. The less of the smicha klal. That doesn't have a din smicha at all. So why did you let them do it? What was the point? Va'od k'denasos nachas ruach l'nashim. To make the women feel better. Amr Papa shmamina. We can learn from this discussion from Rabbi Yochanan. She said, "Rabbi Yochanan, do uki time and mishum shvus tzdadin asurin." That the tzdadin, the sides of the animal, are also included in the gzera. They're also asur. Continuing in the Rashi, "Afiyap agad digabei shvus rechiva amrinan." Even though the Mishnah that brings down the Issudei Rabbanan talks about rechiva, riding the animal, who hadin lekol shimush, it's the same thing with any shimush. Even in a place that you're not Usually you ride on an animal. You don't usually hang on his head. Things like that. There's a machlokas about what they call tzdadin, the sides of the animal. The parts of the animal they're not normally ridden upon. They don't usually ride upon. You ride on the animal, good, so that's including the gzera. What about other parts of the animal that's not normal for you to be involved in? Did the chachamim make such a gzera or not? So Amar Papa, Shmami not tzdadin asurin. Papa wants to say that the tzdadin are usur, even though it's not normal to ride on that part of the animal, to use that part of the animal, not normal to use that part of the tree, it's still usur. Why? These tagadel tzdadin mutarin, because if tzdadin would be mutter, lismoch lit tzdadin. Then do smicha on the tzdadin. Rashi says, the harosha behema kitzdadin dummy. Do smicha on the head of the animal. No one rides on the head of the animal. So that shouldn't be included in the gzera. If tzdadin are mutter, they wouldn't be included in the gzera. Do smicha over there. So you see that it is included in the gzera. It's all the same thing. And that's the machlokas. You can't do smicha, you can't do smicha on yontif. If tzdadin were mutter, so just do it on the head of the animal and finish. So we can derive from here that tzdadin are also asur. Ravashi Amar. No, Ravashi says not so fast. I feel tamat tzdadin mutarin. You can even say that tzdadin are mutter. So what about over here? Just do smicha on the head. Kod b'hadde gabo k'gabo dami. Anything that's the same height as the back of the animal, like his head, is included in the gzera. Rashi says, "The gabo sheshave the gova hagav shava behema, kegabe shava behema dami v'harosh shave the gova legav behema." The animal's head is equal to the rest of his body, and therefore that's not called tzdadin. So it could be tzdadin amuter, but the head has a din of the rest of the body, and therefore it's not an easy way out to do smicha on yantif because that's included in the gzera. Tosus here, very interesting topic in Zayin Amar Aleph, points out, Dichuya Ba'alma. Rav Ashi here does not really believe this. He's just pushing you off, telling you you have no conclusive proof from our sugya that tzdadin are asurim. How do we know? Because the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, Amar Rav Ashi, hashdamin tzdadin asurim. Rav Ashi himself holds that tzdadin are asur. He's just telling us over here, there's no conclusive proof over here, but really he personally holds that tzdadin are in fact mutter. So this has a lot of significance to trees, because the tzdadin of the tree, if you hang a swing over a tree, over the big branch of a tree, that swing, right, you're not touching the tree, you're not hanging on the tree. You can't hang on the tree on Shabbos. That's exactly, you can't climb a tree. What about a swing hanging from a tree? That's called tzdadin, and we pass in tzdadin or asur. But if you take nails or some sort of pegs, you bang them into the tree, now you hang a swing from the pegs, so then you can go on the swing on Shabbos. Because that's called tzidei tzdadin. That's like twice removed. You can't hang on a tree. Not only you can't hang on a tree, something that's hanging on a tree, you can't hang on that. You can't hang on a swing that's attached directly to the tree. If you put screws in, and then you hang the swing on the screws, so then you would be allowed to ride on that on Shabbos, because that's called tzidei tzdadin. So that very much relates to this. So Rav Ashi himself holds tzdadin is really awesome, like we see in Shabbos.